Well, now to the regional New South Wales town of Guyra, which has run out of water despite being in a lush part of the state on the northern tablelands. Today it's been thrown a lifeline in the form of a pipeline to a nearby dam. Being connected to an emergency water supply means locals will no longer have to truck water in, but there's no guarantee on how long the new supply will last, as Gavin Coote reports.
It's the first week of operations at a free portable laundry service in Guyra. The makeshift laundromat at the local showground is for people in outlying villages and farms who don't have enough clean water for their basic laundry needs.
And people just take their own washing powder, and if there's a queue, take a cup of tea and sit there and have a chat to everyone else.
Chris Heatbrink is helping run the laundry as part of her role with a local neighbourhood centre. And it comes at a time when the water situation in Guyra itself, a town of about 2,000 residents, is about as dire as it gets.
The lack of water, which has been months and months and months, has been very difficult, but it's been trucked in every day. It just changes the whole way you manage your lives. Even at work, you know, we just only wash up once a day.
Guyra is on level 5 water restrictions and has been trucking in water since June, due to dwindling supplies in 2 of its dams. Far from just an inconvenience, the water shortage is affecting big industries in the town, including the tomato farm, which is housed inside one of Australia's biggest glasshouses.
When you look at tomato farm workers, we have a lot of people who are from overseas and they live in our communities right throughout the New England. So we need those people within our communities to contribute to the dollars that keep the whole community going.
The state government says it's working to ensure the situation doesn't get worse, and has today switched on a pipeline which will draw water from a bigger supply, the Malpas Dam, south of Guyra. Adam Marshall is the state member for the Northern Tablelands.
Without this pipeline being constructed, we'll be forced to wear the cost of carting water to Guyra probably for the next 12 months at least until we got decent rain.
The $13 million pipeline is part of a major rollout of infrastructure to bolster water security across New South Wales. The Armidale Regional Council will now be in charge of the pipeline, capable of pumping up to 60 litres of water per second to Guyra. Simon Murray is the mayor.
If we're trying to attract any other horticultural industries to Guyra, heaven forbid when it rains and the storages are full, we can extract water from Malpas as well as the two reservoirs.
But with Malpas Dam also the main water supply for Armidale, a city of almost 30,000 people, and no major rainfall in sight, it's far from a long-term solution.
All we've done is put all our eggs in one basket. It'd be nice if we could find water elsewhere, but we can't at the moment.
And as other regional centres face similar water woes, the New South Wales government says it's contributed more than $680 million to a program aimed at securing town supplies. So far, funding has been approved for 111 projects across the state.
Gavin Coote.